this is so random. I'm just going to say this because I feel really proud of it. The last two parties we've been to, what did we bring, Josh? Both of us, without comparing notes until we got in the car.
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
Slippers.
Oh, we did wear house slippers.
You are listening to the Famous at Home podcast with Dr. Josh and Christy Straub.
Because when it's all said and done, we all want to know that we were famous at home.
Welcome to the Famous at Home podcast. We are celebrating today. This is actually the 150th episode of our podcast. Amazing.
It's crazy.
That's amazing. And here's the other cool part. This is probably
super
even,
cool.
Here's the even bigger part is we have eclipsed over the last number of weeks. We've actually really eclipsed now that we're recording this, over 1 million downloads, which just sounds weird to me that over a million people have either listened, downloaded, you know, at some capacity, the influence of our podcast and talking about marriage and family and the ripple effects that has had has reached. Now we're over 1.1 or 1.2 million. I mean, it's mind boggling to me that we have done that. So 150 episode celebration today and over a million downloads for those of you who listen. This episode's about you, and we want to thank you for following with us, walking alongside us. Feel like when we talk to a lot of you out and about that you feel like you're having coffee with us, which we literally sit here a lot of times with a coffee in hand, and we just envision you and just we want to have conversation. We hope that's what this has felt like for you, and that has been our mission. And so we just we want to honor you today as we celebrate, because that's what this is about.
I think it's my favorite thing is when we're at an event or something and people come up to us. There's no awkwardness. It's like they just start talking about their life and their marriage because it's like, and their family, and because it's like they know us and we very quickly get to know them, and it just feels like, hey friend, that
connecting for years.
I just haven't hugged you in real life, and it's just the sweetest. It's just, I don't know, it's how God knits together community, and it's really, really cool. So thank you for those of you that you've just opened your hearts to us and we to you, and it just feels like a family, and for that we're just really grateful. And the Famous at Home network has been growing so much because of that. And it's actually
pretty cool.
That's been really neat too, because we actually get to have conversations with you even if we don't see you
in real life
at an event or something. We get to chat and people can send messages and have really great conversations. And just know that we're all there together. Like, it's cool to see your faces. It's cool to see your families. It's so cool to see that, like,
how the podcast is influencing you and how you're applying it to your life.
And can I just say, because often, like, from our hearts, like, I want you to hear this in, like, total authenticity. Like, it gets really lonely for us. Like, we sometimes do feel like the only ones. We sometimes do feel like you're kind of fighting this battle on your own. And so when you guys, like when we see your faces and we realize we're not alone.
Or your emails.
Yeah.
Your encouraging words, your reviews on the podcast. Those things really speak to our hearts in a deep, like, way. And we don't take them lightly.
Like, don't think we're some, like, unfeeling. I don't know. I think sometimes people look at ministries or something or a business and it's like, oh, like it's just going off into the void. Like, it doesn't. It's Josh and Christy. Like, this is us. We have a small affiliation of like ragtag team, which is, and I don't mean ragtag in a bad way. I mean, in the best way. Like, they're the most awesome people that we get to like work with alongside, but it's us and we get to do this, and it doesn't mean anything until people tell us that what we're saying or what we're putting out matters, because otherwise it's literally for naught. So thank you for, you're just the story after story of transformation or change or impact. Like, it's the only thing that makes this.
And a lot of times we can't get back to every email we get, but we are reading them and they are touching us. And I just also want to say thank you for putting up with us over the last number of years. I hesitate. I haven't gone back and listened to any one of the first few episodes that we did, but I can't imagine what we were like back in the day. And I mean, we still have room to grow. I mean, we still are. You know, we put this thing out there. We sit down in our microphones and we just talk. And we're like, you know, is it impacting? Is it having an impact? And we know that we are. But thank you for the journey that we've been on. I mean, even through the name change of the podcast and trying to figure out who we were in that, I think we're discovering our own identity in the middle of this podcast, and you've been along for that ride with us. And that's just a really, really cool thing. And so as we have now, Famous at Home is like that, that's the thing. Like that's what we're doing. And I think we've gotten that call of the Lord, and like, it's just unapologetically, like, this is who we are, this is what we're doing. And so thank you for putting up with us through the years as you have listened. And I know a lot of you are just finding out about the podcast and you go back and you actually listen to old episodes. Just bear with us and give us grace as you do that. If you're new to the podcast and you go back to some of those early years and some of those early episodes, just give us grace and as you listen. But it's been a lot of fun, and so we're super excited about the next season and the next 1 million downloads. And I have a feeling, you know, the way our numbers are, they're going to come a little bit sooner than this first million did, and that's a really encouraging that's really encouraging, because what it means is that we're not sitting down here in vain, that what we're doing is having an impact, and that is massive to us. So what we want to do today is we want to encourage you with two things. We're gonna first of all give away some Famous at Home T-shirts for those of you listening today, and we have some instructions for you because we want to celebrate you. So we have some instructions about how we're gonna do that, but we're also going to just talk about what we want to leave you with today. Is kind of, it's springtime, like we're entering into, well, it's not springtime yet, but we're entering it, and it's the beginning of spring. You know, we're getting ready to go for spring break week. And boy, what a joy that is, and a respite that is for us after a busy first couple months of the year with speaking and traveling. So we're excited about that. But what is that thing? Spring is all about new life. Mm-hmm. It's about coming and bringing new life. And so we want to just encourage you to find one thing in your life, one new practice that you can instill in your life that will bring you new life here in the spring, that, because we know that when you come to life, your family comes to life and your kids will come to life. Amen. Because you'll show up differently. And so we're going to talk about our one thing that's kind of bringing us to life in this current season. And we want to encourage you to find that for yourself. But before we do, we want to introduce you to the Famous Home Network so that you can enter to win a t-shirt.
So many of you who listen to the Famous at Home podcast have asked for community, or we talk about community. There's nobody in my circles who are living this kind of lifestyle. Well, listen, this year we wanted to change that. And so we have developed what is known as the Famous at Home Network. It is a community of online listeners from this podcast and others who want to be famous at home. You can meet up with people in your local area, at coffee shops, at places that you can befriend, who are also listening to the podcast, have conversation around it, and really be a community of people who are doing everything that you can be to be the most famous husbands, wives, dads, and moms to your kids and your loved ones.
The Famous at Home Network is its own app, so it's private, it's safe, it's worthwhile. The only conversations on there are going to be worthy of your time and investing into your life. We have online courses, which we are rolling out this year, that are available only on the network. Admission to the network is totally free, but you can then purchase courses, there will be events, and there's also online groups. So you can start to meet people in your area that are living like you,
and have conversations in those groups around topics that you care about the most. So not only are you a participant, you are also somebody who is offering so much value to each of us in your own Famous at Home journey. So check it out today, app.famousathomenetwork.com. That is app.famousathomenetwork.com.
So if you go on the Famous at Home Network and join, basically what you're going to find is just, it's everything that like the old school blogs kind of used to be, but like it's a private community. So nobody else but the people within Famous at Home Network can see it or read it. And it's just an incredible community. So we would love for you to join that. That's where we post articles and, or we'll write things, or we'll, any events are obviously up there, or courses. And it's been such a cool community just to see people going back and forth and chatting and getting to know one another. It also puts you with people in your local area. So if you're looking for friends, aren't we all, in great community, like these are your people. And so highly encourage you to join the Famous at Home Network. And when you do, you'll see a Famous at Home Friends Famous at Home Podcast Friends group. There's different groups. There's like Famous at Home Women. But if you want to do join the Famous at Home Podcast Friends group and just put a post in there, that will enter you to win a t-shirt. We're going to send out 3 shirts just to thank you for just being a part of this. And we just want you to feel like you're a part of this. So we're just going to send you stuff. So
yeah, and maybe more. So just the more people that can get in there, we're going to give at least away 3 shirts, but maybe we'll surprise you. So get in there into that community and post about the one most useful thing.
Oh yeah. I didn't say what to post.
I want you to post. So get into the community and you set up your profile, and we'll put the community in the show notes so you can connect right to it. And once you get in there, and if you're already a member, then that's great. Just make this post, like start posting. And we want you to post the one thing that has been the most useful for you from this podcast, in any episode, or overall as a podcast overall. What has been the most useful practice takeaway for you and your family? If you could post about that when you first enter into the network, we're going to randomly select some folks to give away some t-shirts and prizes to celebrate this cool milestone.
Yep.
How's that?
I love it.
All right. What's one new practice, Christy? What's one practice for you that is bringing you to life, or that has brought you to life, knowing that, especially, little child coming here in a few months. Well, our family's about to shift. You're going to hear some changes in our conversation very, very soon.
You might hear like incoherent sentences, thoughts that aren't finished because we're so tired.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But
not. We are going to sleep well, so will this baby in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for it. We're walking in faith on this one. I think for me, it's been the practice. There's a couple things. Okay, so it's spring, right? So some of you, if you followed us last year, you knew I started a garden last year. It was my first time really like with this scope that I had, and it just brought me to like more life than I can even say. I kind of feel like a geek. I really do feel like a geek, and I don't even care. But I just for the like, if
a
you don't
geek a geek is somebody who like studies research like me.
Babe, I have a binder where I plan out
that's
like,
true
this like every square foot of the garden, and I like write, and I like when I see
that's called avid. That's not called geek. You're an avid gardener.
Is it? Okay. So I'm into gardening lately and my birds. So I don't know. I've veered somewhere in life and I love it. I feel like an old lady, and I feel like I'm coming into my true self. You know, this like old soul that wasn't cool when you were in high school or really even in college. So you like couldn't let it out. But now it's like, you know what? Just unashamed. We've been wearing this. This is so random. I'm just going to say this because I feel really proud of it. The last 2 parties we've been to, what did we bring, Josh? Both of us. Without comparing notes until we got in the car.
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
Slippers.
Oh, we did wear house slippers. Wait, last 2?
Yes.
Well, I did to the Super Bowl party. I don't know if I did to the... Yeah. What's the other party?
It was the birthday party. Remember the birthday party?
No.
Birthday party game night.
Oh, that birthday party game night. Yes,
like, and these are some of our closest friends, so like it's fine.
Yeah, they're our closest friends. But like, still, I'm going to their house to watch the Super Bowl, and we're gonna wear house slippers.
Guys, we wore house slippers, and for some reason, I had such pride. Like, I got in our minivan to drive over there, and I was like, Josh, I feel like we've hit a new level of just like life. Like, this is such awesomeness.
It's awesomeness.
I'm so secure. Like, I was so proud.
Pretty good.
Anyway, okay. So gardening, the birds, I really love watching my birds. When the doves come, oh my gosh. God speaks to me through the doves. Anyway, whatever.
So I think that is a practice that is really bringing me life. But also I think for me, okay, so in painting, so watercolor painting has become my new, like,
talking about one thing, honey.
Oh, okay.
Keep going, baby. I love the passion. Keep going.
These are my options. Keep I don't going. Know. They're Keep not going. Watercolor. I'm done.
No, talk about that watercolor. Talk about what it's, you were on a roll. You watch your YouTube videos. Keep going. Tell
I
us about
do.
That.
It's called Let's Make Art. I've talked about it before in here. I know I have. I love it. It's like set. It just brings out my like right brain. And I just feel it's like totally frivolous in a great way. Like it has, it's not, you know, cleaning the house or doing something that is like ultimately looks like it's productive. And I think that's why it's so powerful for me, especially my personality that's like task driven and oriented towards accomplishing things and getting things done. This is just, gosh, it's so fun. That's mine. I'll stop. I have more, but I'll be done.
You're outpacing me. Remember, I used to really have a lot of good things that I had in my life.
Hey, remember when I said I wanted to love something as much as you love Penn State football?
And you're like,
I'm starting to find hobbies, babe. I'm coming alive.
Look at you. You're doing great. So for me, this is going to sound super spiritual, and it's going to sound super, but it's the thing that's bringing me alive, and it's just listening. It's going to sound really, really weird. It's going to sound really, really, I don't even know how practical I could tell you that is because I'm still figuring that out myself. I'm reading books on listening. I'm reading books on being quiet. I'm reading books on those types of things. And I'm sitting more. When I'm with God, I'm just sitting. I'm not really talking. I'm just sitting and I'm listening and I'm practicing the art of listening with other people. Rather than trying to talk and just ask a whole bunch of questions. And I found that it's bringing me to life because I don't need to be the center of attention. I don't need to have my story known. I mean, I do, but I'd rather have people invite me into telling my story as opposed to me inserting my story in places. And so what I found is that our culture is just, we have a massive listening problem. And I think that's why we're so divisive in our culture today. And so I have been in my own practice, just trying to listen. And it first starts with God. I just want to listen and just be with him. And if he doesn't speak to me, it's great. Like, that's fine. At least I've spent time with him. I mean, there's times where Christy and I are sitting together and we're just holding hands and we're not saying a word. But we know that we've been together. And I'm trying. I've been just literally doing that with God and just
That'll
going,
preach.
I don't need to hear necessarily. I just want to find him for who he is and just sit with him. And if he doesn't say anything, that's great. If I don't say anything, that's great. But I walk away knowing that we've been together. And so that's what's bringing me alive. I just, as practical or as over, I don't want to over-spiritualize it. That's just what I've been trying to do. Now, finding the time to listen and get quiet is the biggest challenge of that.
I think that's the practice of it, right? Like that's the discipline maybe of it. Because when you do, like you're a different person. 100%, you're a different person.
Well, and what I do is I've realized that being with people drains me. And so, I mean, I love being with people. And if you were with me out and about, you would never know it. But I mean, by the time I'm done speaking or being somewhere,
right.
I'm spent. And so I usually will, the practice of this for me will be driving down the car or driving down the road in the car and just have no sound whatsoever and just drive and just sit. And it might be, even if I'm just picking up kids from school or going to the gym, there's times I just put my headphones in and don't listen to anything. I just have my headphones in. And then there's other times I'll put worship music on in the background or maybe I'll jam, but I'm trying to just listen and I'm trying.
Sorry.
You like that? I jam, baby. You should see me at the gym jamming.
I've seen you at the gym.
You see me jamming at the gym?
No.
Yeah. You don't know it. I'm doing it in my head.
Ah.
Like I got the coolest dance party going on
yeah.
that you'd ever imagine.
It's real subtle on the outside.
Pretty cool. So that's me. That's what's bringing me alive right now. That's the one thing. We encourage you, find that one thing. Find this thing that's going to spring you to life because it just makes me more present.
Okay. And if you don't know what it is, I would say follow curiosity. On the other side of curiosity is passion. I know I've said this before, but it is true. So follow your curiosity.
I don't remember you saying this. So do it again.
Okay.
follow, because so often, like, I was in a place, and I hear so many women say this, it's like, I have no hobbies, I have nothing, like, I don't do anything, like, we just, you know, we might have a couple shows we watch or something, and, but it's like, all those things that I used to do, like, I don't do anymore, and so my husband has, like, 18 hobbies, and I have none, and I was there.
TV shows aren't going to bring you to life.
No, I know. But they feel easy.
Instagram won't bring you to life.
No, and I am still not on it, and I don't know if I'm going
to... Don't try to... you can find Christy, but don't expect her to post anytime soon. She's been completely MIA.
And it has brought me so much life. Is that a hobby? My hobby is not being on social media. No, I will some... I do want to be able to find a healthy balance with it where you can post sometimes and check in, but I'm not there yet. So I just... When I do... I will. But anyway, following curiosity. So often we wish that we had passion for something, like horses, dolphins, I don't know, something like, you know, I fly helicopters, I bungee jump, I scale mountains. Like, we want to have these really cool hobbies, but most of the time we don't know anything about them. And so the unknown and the fear of the unknown just prevents us from even tiptoeing into it. Like, I want to learn how to sail. Now, it's a little bit hard when you live in Nashville, Tennessee. But anyway, here's what I've learned, that curiosity is the first seed that seeds passion. But we have to wade into our curiosity, the things that we might not know anything about, but we're just curious about. And you'll feel like a learner, and you'll feel like a beginner, and you'll feel like you're back in elementary school. And you're at gym class for the first time, and they're teaching you, you know, basketball or dodgeball or something that you don't know. And you're really, like, you're almost embarrassed to try, but try. Like, you're curious. You have this, like, yearning to, like, I kind of want to know a little bit more. Like, for me, that was, well, really everything I've ever tried. I didn't know. I didn't know anything about gardening. I didn't know anything about watercolor. Like, literally didn't know a thing. And that's okay. And so then you tiptoe into it, you get a little bit of practice, you learn a little bit, and that's when the passion starts to come.
Love it. That's me with woodworking or like building shelves or things like that. Like, I just, and then watching you with starting to paint, you were like a little kindergartner, and
oh my gosh.
And now you're like painting things that are going in our new baby's nursery because they're just awesome.
So. They somehow turned out okay. It's weird.
You're a pretty good artist.
And then I literally had one of our dear friends was here, and he was like, "Do you paint?" And I was like, "I guess so." He's like, "I didn't know you were artistic." And I was like, "Neither did I."
And the other side of curiosity is passion. So find the thing that brings you passion this spring, and do it for your kids too. Become students of your kids. That's one of the things we talk about often, is how to help our kids find their passions. And that's what you're doing by running them to soccer and t-ball and basketball and football and dance and gymnastics and Ninja Warrior Juniors and karate and taekwondo and everything that your kids are a part of. They're trying to find what they're passionate about, what they love.
And you're helping them. So let it shake them up. I think so many parents make their kids stick with something because I don't want you to quit. You're not going to be a quitter. Well, if they're not passionate about baseball and they've played for the last 7 years, I think it might be time to shake it up. I think it might be time to try guitar lessons or, yeah, Ninja Warriors or
something that they love.
I don't know. Adventure. Ooh, Bear Grylls, like camping. Outdoor adventuring.
Go get it.
Yeah.
Go get it.
But let them, just as your interests ebb and flow over the course of your life, let your kids too.
Absolutely. So find that one new thing. Go to the Famous at Home Network. We're going to post it in the show notes. Join, set up your profile, and then post in the group or just anywhere. I don't care. You can post in the big activity feed. We're going to find you. We're going to randomly select someone. Just post the most useful thing that you have gotten from the podcast and join that community. You will be blessed by the community.
Yes, you will.
And you might even be blessed with a Famous at Home t-shirt.
You might even be blessed. It sounds like an infomercial. We love you. Truly. Thank you for celebrating.
Thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for, especially through those years of fumbling our way through this thing.
And can I just say, like, we have never marketed this thing. We've never advertised it. We hardly even post about it.
that's just partially.
This is the organic growth.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's awesome. Just been you telling your friends and listening. And for that, like, we honestly, like, I mean, we're just so grateful. So
thank you.
It's sincere, sincere gratitude from us to you.
Absolutely. And until next week, keep in mind that the greatest red carpet you will walk is through your front door.
You are famous at home. We love you.
Thank you for listening to the Famous at Home podcast. If anything we said today hit home with you or resonated in such a way you want to share it with others, go find us on Instagram at Famous at Home and comment, share, tell others about today's episode.
We'd also love if you would leave us a review. Reviews mean so much to us, and they also help other people find out about the podcast. So if you could leave us a review, we would appreciate it.
You can also visit famousathome.com/podcast to submit a question or topic for a future episode.
And for coaching or speaking inquiries for your family or your organization, visit famousathome.com. We would love to serve you.
Because the greatest red carpet you'll ever walk is through your front door.